time for the Straight From The Street Sports Report. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. Must start with baseball. Major League Baseball Game 6 of the World Series tonight live from Boston. Tickets starting at $813 a pop. Cardinals needing two wins arrived in town late. Get this, sat on the tarmac yesterday for 6 hours in St. Louis with mechanical issues with the plane. So right around 8 o'clock, another plane, they brought in another plane. They had to dump all the stuff off the team plane, put it on the other plane. So
dang, they had to be tired.
I hope Mike Walker got some rest because they're going to lean on him tonight. Now, Big Poppy, outrageous. Batting over 700 in the World Series. He's like 11 to 15. 6 RBI. I mean, this dude here, hey, where's the cup?
Right? Where is the cup? I'm saying, though. Is that what people think? Or
we
is
need
just
a sample.
I'm trying to say.
You know, that's Big Poppy. You know, he can put it down like that. So we'll have to see. As I said, game 6 tonight, go Cards. Why do I say that? Just wanted to go 7. All right, in the NBA, champs cruised against the Bulls last night. D-Rose, a little rusty, insisted on 4 or 5 turnovers to go with his 12 points in 34 minutes. LeBron and Wade combined for 30 points in a 12-point win. Pacers put it down without Granger, beat Orlando by 10 with 16 blocks. 7 by Roy Hilbert to go with 8 points and 16 rebounds. Lakers over the Clippers by 13 points without Kobe.
Huh?
7 in double figures. Kobe, pass the ball. Hopefully he had to sit there and watch that, so hopefully he learned from that one. 14 games on the schedule tonight. Champs at the Sixers. Get this. If you like the 76ers like Britt, go to Vegas. 10,000 to 1 to win, to win the title. It's like 9,999.
Damn.
Put a buck on that one. Wizards in Detroit and the Pacers in the NO. T.O., 38-year-old former wideout, Terrell Owens, took to the television to defend. Who else? Dez Bryant. Now, we do know that T.O., a former member of the Cowboys, and also one of those players who got a lot of attention. Well, T.O. basically said that it's just not fair that the way the media is able to start things. He said because when someone like Tom Brady, in which we've seen New England's QB Tom Brady this year yelling and screaming at players, T.O. saying it's a shame. When Tom does it, he's trying to rile up his teammates. He's trying to fire up the players. But when Dez did it, oh, he's an angry black man, and we have to talk about his past and all the problems he had. Now, T.O. also was a victim of that, who we saw T.O. back in the day yelling and screaming. He was saying it was the same thing, passion. We all want to win, and it's not fair that you look at some of these other players like and white players, basically.
Really?
The same. But you know what? And then he also spoke of Larry Fitzgerald because Larry Fitzgerald's name came up in this conversation. And he said, that's not fair because that's not the type of player Larry is.
Exactly.
You know, he's not an outspoken player. So, T.O., couple points for T.O. on that one. If you want to see him, you can see him Saturday crying on Fix My Life with a Yonder. Now, according to TMZ, the man accused in the killing of AP's son, he's out of jail. Joseph Patterson, get this, posted a $750,000 bond. It was reduced from $1 million. Now, he's charged with second-degree murder, 2 counts of first-degree manslaughter, aggressive battery of an infant, and felony child abuse. Why would you?
Why is he out?
Why? I'm gone.
Who is the judge?
I mean, no offense.
How does he get out of jail?
I'm gone.
Yeah, I don't understand how he got out of jail.
I don't understand that one either. I don't understand. Bengals at the Dolphins tomorrow night. Thursday night football. Speaking of football, your boy, Freddie, David Beckham, he's trying to bring soccer to South Beach. He's trying to start the 20th Major League Soccer League. He
that
has to get permission.
Hot.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, they love soccer in South Beach.
They
know
love it.
They love it down there. So that would be a great idea. And tomorrow, I guess we'll talk about Adrian Bronner's sex tape since Albert watched it.
Somebody.
Wow.
I didn't see it.
Yes, you did.